Man, what a busy day. I woke up. I wish I was a millionaire. Well, look at them crawling past me, like an inside. Tall one, short one, medium. I wish I had a thousand eyes. A wolf call.
Record label from 1958. It was the Tads with Wolf Call. And before that, the great Harold Burridge with Betty Jean on the Cobra label from 1958 also. And we started the set with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and their version of Kansas City came out on the King label in 1959. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO in Medford, here with you till 8 o'clock. And someone was trying to call me. I was busy. But if you want to try to get in touch by phone tonight, folks, I will try to get to the phone. 617-627-3800 is the number. Or you can leave me a message on Facebook. Okay, my wedding anniversary is tomorrow, and I'm going to send this next one out to my lovely wife, Beth. Also known as Poison Ivy. Here's a really pretty one, Jimmy Ricks and the Ricketeers. She's fine, she's mine.
Fine. makes me glad when I'm sad. Yes, yes. Oh, she makes me glad when I'm sad. Yes, yes. She's a loving fool, stands about 6'3", and all that girl belongs to me. She's fine, she's mine. Yes, yes.
Bye. me. I tell you, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She wore such a beautiful smile. She must have been a beautiful child. Whoa, she was oh so neat. Just an angel from her head to her feet. I tell you, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. Woo! Shoes and bag was just a lack. She wore the very best of clothes. Had on some black and shiny nylon hose. I tell you, I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at. Whoa, the girl had a thing going. Whoa, don't you know she was into something? I tell you, she was just so fine right now. Whoa, Lord, I kept on looking back. Keep a right hat on, just a looking back, a looking back, a looking back to see if she was looking back, a looking. Oh no, Lord, I keep a keep a looking back.
This would be a good time to remind you folks you're listening to Tufts Educational Radio. All right, everything in that set except the last song I just played, which was Johnny Guitar Watson looking back on the Escort label from 1961. Everything else in that set I got at the Allentown Record Show 2 weeks ago. And I had fun. I was digging all day long from about 8 o'clock till 5 p.m. And when they closed the doors, they kicked me out and then I drove all the way back to Boston. But very successful record safari 2 weeks ago. Before Johnny Guitar Watson, where the heck has this thing been hiding my whole life? It was Memphis Slim with the guitar cha-cha-cha on the VJ record label from 1958. Absolutely fantastic. The flip side is Stroll on Little Girl, and that's good too, but boy, guitar cha-cha-cha is just absolutely fantastic. Yes, I'm geeking out over my own records here, folks. Sorry about that, but I hope you enjoyed it too, Memphis Slim. We heard from Joe Lyons and the Arrows with Bop a Loop on the Hitmaker record label from 1959. And we started that set with one going out to my lovely wife. We are celebrating our anniversary, wedding anniversary this weekend. It was Jimmy Ricks and the Ricketeers with She's Fine, She's Mine on the Josie record label from 1956.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I wanted to mention something. I'm very excited about this. I will be DJing at the Nashville Boogie in Nashville, Tennessee in May. I was invited to do that, and I'm more than happy to do it. Huge lineup, and I don't have the full lineup in front of me, but it's some of the best roots acts you're going to see anywhere. And they've got DJs throughout the weekend, too. That's the Nashville Boogie coming up in May. And I'll tell you more about that in future shows. But right now, I'm just very excited to be included. So excited, I'm going to read you a public service announcement. This one is about ladder safety. Folks, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it happen to you, and don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. And this has been a public service message from orthoinfo.org/ladder safety and your friends here at WMFO in Medford.
number one is how to make you mine. Yeah, baby, I got to know the reason why I feel the way I do. Met anyone like you.
I got fancy at the top of that set, and I forgot to pre-announce the first track that I was going to play. It was one going out to Carl. It was one of those Allentown 45s that I got recently. The Safaris with Kick Out on the Valiant record label from 1963 going out to Carl. And after that, we had Vern Brandon on the Decca label from 1962 with Gotta Find the Reason. And I'm going to send that one out to Billy from Somerville, who just called in and said he was listening tonight, enjoying the show. Billy, thank you so much. I really appreciate the phone call. And we wrapped up there with the Grasshoppers' Mod Socks on the Sunburst label from 1965. A real brain teaser there. Coming right up, we have a selection from the brand new CD by the Millwinders, an excellent band from Toronto. Very excited to have this track to play for you tonight, folks. Here are the Millwinders on Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
These lips are for Honky, 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 baby.
You better learn to rock and roll.
Honky, recipes. Just a bebopping baby in her old blue jeans. A little bit of heaven in her early teens. She learned how to rock and roll, she learned to talk. She was the only baby did the camel walk. Now if you want some good advice,
honky tonky baby,
just think it over once or twice.
Honky tonky baby,
and if a question you would want,
honky tonky baby,
just take her hand and do the slob.
The meanest thing I know. Yeah, that red-headed woman about the meanest thing I know. And she won't do right to save her own soul. Now look here, woman, better get you another man. Yeah, look here, woman, better get you another man. Cause I put a rigid low down tactics along with the kid.
We started that set with the Millwinders from Toronto and a selection from their brand new CD entitled It's Love, and the song we heard was Love Me So. And I hope you folks enjoyed that as much as I did. The Millwinders, as I said, a great band from Toronto, and they consist of Sarah Butler on lead vocals, James Henry on bass, Mark Sanders on the guitar, and Teddy Fury on the drums. That CD was produced by Deke Dickerson. And then we moved on to some more of those Allentown 45s. We heard Bobby Crown and the Capers with their version of Diddly Daddy on the Omar record label from, I think, 1966. And we follow that up with kind of a mystery record. Mystery to me, anyway. It was the Saints on the Q label. And the song was Honky Tonk Baby. And boy, that's almost Google-proof. I can't find anything about that record anywhere. I liked it, though. The Saints, Honky Tonk Baby. And we wrapped up with Wayne Worley and his version of Redheaded Woman on the Brent label from 1961. Easy Ed's Variety Hour here with you until 8 o'clock. We have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to keep moving along. Brand new single out by Pat Capacci from Australia. We're going to play that one next. This one is on the Ruby record label, just came out, and you can get it as either a download or a 45. I'm a big fan of this guy, Pat Capacci. The song is Coming In Hot, and it's coming up right next.
Baby, hold me, baby. Hold me, baby, hold your love for me. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me all the time. But rock, rock, rock me, baby. 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 Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. Hold me, baby. Hold me, baby. Love me, baby. Love me, baby. Love me, baby. Love me, love me all the time.
Capitol label from 1957, the late great Gene Vincent, Hold Me, Hug Me, Rock Me. And we mark the 45th anniversary of Gene Vincent's passing this week. He died October 12, 1971, at the age of 36. If you've listened to this show, you know that Gene Vincent means a lot to me. He meant a lot to a lot of people, and sad, sad loss when he died at such a young age. And the guy screaming in the background on that record was Dickie Harrell, the drummer, and I'm happy to say I'm Facebook friends with Dickie, and he's a terrific guy, and I send that one out to him as a tribute to Gene Vincent. And before that, we heard Pat Capacci from his brand new release on the Ruby record label. It's Coming In Hot was the name of the song. And that's one to check out, folks. I think you can get that from his website, patcapacci.com. Be able to sneak in one or two more before I have to say goodbye tonight.
Real gone.
right, folks, that was Benny Ingram on the Bandera label from 1958, Jello Sal. And that is the Highwinders in the background with Indian Runner. That is going to do it for me for tonight, folks. I hope you all have a great weekend, and stay tuned for Edward, who's coming in next. If you want more info about my show, you can go to my website, easy-ed.net. You'll find lists of all the songs that I play on the show. And I want to thank you again for listening tonight. We will see you next time. Oh, I'm going to leave you with one by the Sonics. They are coming to Providence on November 10th. They'll be doing a show there with the Itchies.
Oh, wait. Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
I can see chart, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.